Harper Audio presents Great by Choice. Uncertainty, chaos, and luck. Why some thrive despite them all. By Jim Collins and Morton T. Hansen. This is Jim Collins, and I will be doing your audio reading of this book. Dedication from Jim. To my grandmother Dolores, who at age 97 still had big dreams and audacious goals. From Morton, to my daughters, Alexandra and Julia, whose generation will create the future. Chapter 1, Thriving in Uncertainty. Chapter quote. We simply do not know what the future holds. Peter L. Bernstein. We cannot predict the future, but we can create it. Think back to 15 years ago and consider what's happened since. The destabilizing events in the world, in your country, in the markets, in your work, in your life. Events that defied all expectations. We can be astonished, confounded, shocked, stunned, delighted, or terrified, but rarely prescient. None of us can predict with certainty the twists and turns our lives will take. Life is uncertain, the future unknown. This is neither good nor bad. It just is, like gravity. Yet the task remains, how to master our own fate, even so. Morton Hansen and I began the 9-year research project behind this book in 2002, when America awoke from its false sense of stability, safety, and wealth entitlement. The long-running bull market crashed. The government budget surplus flipped back to deficits. The terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 horrified and enraged people everywhere. And war followed. Meanwhile, throughout the world, technological change and global competition continued their relentless, disruptive march. All of this led us to a question, a simple question. Why do some companies thrive in uncertainty, even chaos, and others do not? When buffeted by tumultuous events, when hit by big, fast-moving forces that we can neither predict nor control, what distinguishes those who perform exceptionally well from those who underperform or worse? We don't choose study questions. They choose us. Sometimes one of the questions just grabs us around the throat and growls, "I'm not going to release my grip and let you breathe until you answer me." This study grabbed us because of our own persistent angst and gnawing sense of vulnerability in a world that feels increasingly disordered. The question wasn't just intellectually interesting, but personally relevant. And as we spent time with our students and worked with leaders in both the business and the social sectors, we sensed the same angst in them. In the intervening years, events have served only to reinforce this sense of unease. What's coming next? All we know is that no one knows. Yet some companies and leaders navigate this type of world exceptionally well. They don't merely react, they create. They don't merely survive, they prevail. They don't merely succeed, they thrive. They build great enterprises that can endure. Morton and I do not believe that chaos, uncertainty, and instability are good. Companies, leaders, organizations, and societies do not thrive on chaos. But they can thrive in chaos. To get at the question of how, we set out to find companies that started from a position of vulnerability, rose to become great companies with spectacular performance. And they did so in unstable environments characterized by big forces, out of their control, fast-moving, uncertain, and potentially harmful. We then compared these companies to a control group of companies that failed to become great in the same extreme environments, using the contrast between the winners and the also-rans to uncover the distinguishing factors that allow some to thrive in uncertainty.